Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your host with the most, Trey Dismute, man. And I just want to welcome you to yet again another installment of the House of J. I'm so excited about today. I just hope everybody has had a fantastic week. I know it's been a little bit since I put on the last recording. I'm going to start posting more frequently. I'm going to start having more podcasts now that I have, you know, more time to be able to do so. And I just want you guys to check me out if you haven't done already on Twitter. It's twitter.com/@House of J and the number one at the end. So it's at twitter.com and it's at House of J, the number one on Twitter. And go check me out, guys. Go show me some love, send me some follows, some tweets, give me some feedback on everything that you guys are hearing and what, you know, you would like to hear, what subject matter you would like to discuss, the things you would like to go over, because I would love to really dig deep into the concerns of everybody and what everybody's going through and the different things that would help me become more effective as I continue to grow the podcast and spread the word, y'all. And make sure you spread the word as well. By word of mouth, man, is one of the greatest ways to really get the word out about the inspiration and growth and the things that you are able to help impart in other people as well. But only do it if I'm able to impart wisdom in you as well. All right? So today I want to talk to you guys about excellent leadership. And the reason I want to talk about that is because it's been very prevalent, especially in the past few days, where I have had moments where my leadership has been put to the test. And I really want to like hone in on what I feel is some of the most important aspects. And I have like a lot of points, man, I wanted to go over. And I think I'm just gonna go over two main points today and probably break this up in a second section. That will probably be best to be able to cover everything that I want to cover, because I feel like it's one of the most important things, man, to recognize how serious it is to be an effective leader. Not just a leader with no purpose and no drive, but an actual leader that has not just sight but vision. You understand? Because it's too many of us that have leadership inside of us that we have not learned to harness and hone in. So the whole purpose of this segment today is really getting into, especially in being a spiritual leader and being a leader in the kingdom, is getting to a place where you have a pure understanding of true leadership and what it takes to become effective in the areas of the life that you have been called to. All right. So everybody, go grab your pens, go grab your papers, your pads, because I'm really going to just dive into everything, man, that I've been able to experience over the years and learn about and just become. So I'm gonna take a quick break and I will be back in about 5-10 minutes. I want you guys to stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Remember, we're talking about excellent leadership today. So go ahead, get ready, get your mind in receptive mode, because we're going to go in a little bit. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to House of J. This is your host with the most, Trey Dismute. And like I said, everybody, we're about to go over some excellent leadership, man. It's been phenomenal. Before I really get into it, I wanna just just tell you something that really blew my mind, right? So this Sunday, I was at church, and my pastor said something and pointed something out, and the subject of the sermon was the resurrected life. And she said something that blew my mind. And it may seem simple, but it's not a common practice in anything that we do. And she said, there comes a time where you have to stop trying to prove yourself to people who don't want anything. And we know that, but do we practice it? And we got to pay attention to what Jesus did after his resurrection. He only spent his energy with people who wanted it, who wanted him and his cause and his purpose. Because you can tell when people don't want anything because they don't do anything. And the reason I wanted to share that was because I feel that it's a great segue into what I'm about to talk about, into getting yourself aligned with God and everything that he has for you and every purpose that he has called you to, and staying in your lane and everything that you have been destined for. And that brings me into my very first point. And the very first question I want you to ask yourself, like really truly ask yourself and sit and think about it. Say, am I listening to God's voice? Like, am I listening to God's voice? And let me tell you, every leadership decision that I've ever made that produced any type of fruit, like not just, because I made a whole bunch of decisions that went to you know where, but I've made some decisions, y'all, like leadership decisions that have actually had fruit, had prosperity from it, had great results. But I've noticed every decision I've ever made, it was not the result of me being so smart or intelligent or my brilliance, but it was only God's goodness. And the reason it's so important is because it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a CEO, a small business owner, a young leader, or you can even be a stay-at-home mom, let me assure you that listening to God and doing what he says, like really listening to him, not knowing what he's saying, but listening to what he says, is not just for people in the ministry, but it's for you as well. And the most beautiful thing about God is God wants you to be the best version of yourself, the you that he made you to be. And the best advice I could ever give is to listen to Jesus and do what he says. And as simple as it sounds, it's not common. And obedience, the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we have to learn to be obedient in all that we're called to, all that we're told to do, all that is leading our spirit into the things and the very fabric of our nature of leadership that's been placed inside of us. Because we hear from Jesus by reading the Bible, right? And asking for his help in prayer. And almost every morning for almost as long as I can remember, like when I get out of bed, I used to drink a lot of coffee. I don't drink coffee anymore, but I used to drink a lot of coffee and then I would read my Bible. And what I've done now is I get up and we even have an intercessor prayer group that we do every morning now at 4 a.m. where we intercede for the things of the world. We intercede for the ministry. We intercede for our city. We intercede for the nation and the people in our circle of influence. And I try my best to allow Jesus to shape my heart and my mind. And leaning into God as much as possible will keep us humble and remind us what we are doing and who we are doing it for. Because we get in a place, because of human nature, where we feel like we're doing these things for ourselves, and we're not. Everything that we're doing, every assignment God has for us and placed in our life, every leadership role that we have is not for us. It's not for our glory. It's not for us to be magnified. So we have to remember who we are doing it for. And when our plates are filled with things we feel like we have to do rather than the things we are called to do, we begin to operate out of obligation rather than celebration. And I want to repeat it, because when we have our life filled with all these things that we feel like we have to do rather than it's what we're called to do, then we operate out of obligation rather than a celebration. As it should be. A leader's responsibility is not to make as many people as happy as possible. A leader's primary responsibility is to be obedient to God. And I've learned this from my pastor. That's been, if I had to say, and I had to just name one thing that stuck out to me the most out of everything that I've learned from my pastor, is to understand that a leader's primary responsibility is to be obedient to God above every feeling, above every good reason, above every excuse, above everything that tries to get in place or to derail the fact that it's obedience that God wants from us. And I just want to say, as you start, right, to say no to good things, to make room for God things, people will get mad. And as a leader, you have to understand that people are going to get mad when you make room for God things, because they're not going to be aligned of things that are aligned with people and their feelings. But on those days, remember this, remember that one day when we stand before God, we will be held accountable for whether or not we were obedient to our calling and stewarded the resources that he gave us. In Matthew 5:21, it tells us to do the job, right? To do everything. Do the job in such a way that on the day that we hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's the whole, no matter what. That's what I want to hear. And that should be what you want to hear as a leader in the kingdom, as a leader in your job, as a leader in your household. That God, the obedience of God comes before everything. And that is the way to become an effective leader. And before I go to the next point, I just have some questions. I have about three questions. I want you to ask yourself and write them down. When can you take some time out of your day to actively listen to Jesus? Because I don't want it to be you just listen to him like, yeah, I do need to listen. But really think about it, because you have to be intentional in your leadership as well. And you got to be intentional in your relationship with Jesus. So when can you take some time out of your day to actively listen to Jesus? That's what I did. That's why I have my planned times. And when was the last time you heard God's voice? And what did he tell you when you did hear it? And have you done it yet, what he told you to do? Have you stepped in obedience of everything that he told you to do? Because let me tell you, what is the Lord telling, like, what the Lord is telling you might be something that scares you to death, because you may know that whoever they is, right? They could be your family, it could be your coworkers, it could be your people in ministry, but you know that they won't approve of what God is telling you. But listen to the voice of God anyway, because he is sovereign and they are not. He is the master. He is the king. He is the Alpha and the Omega above all things. And your whole goal is when we get to the end of our journey, when we run that race and fight the good fight, it'll be us standing before God
not our families, not our friends, not our coworkers, not the people that we're leading, but it will be us. And we will have to give an account individually for everything that goes on with us in our heart, in our mind, and in our motives of everything that we did. And it's so important because motive is so important above everything. I was having a conversation with my wife the other day about your values. And your values are going to show up in your actions. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do. And the example I gave was, it's funny when you see a lot of people who want to be successful and a lot of people who want to tell you what their why is and why they do what they do. And most people that I know, or most of the reasons that I've heard have been, it's my kids, it's my children. But if you look at the lives of these people who are saying that their children are their why, their children are the reason that they do what they do, then I ask them, I say, if your children are what you do, or the why of what you do, why are you still hitting the snooze button? Why can't you still get up and grind the way you're supposed to grind? Why can't you still get up and do everything that you're supposed to do? Because your kids are not a big enough why. And that may hurt some people's feelings. That may hit a chord and pull on some heartstrings. But the fact of the matter is, we have to be honest about our value system and about the things that we truly value above all things. Our value system is going to be aligned with everything that we say, that we are truly lined up with God and everything that He called us to. And then the second and last point I'm going to go through in this segment is, the second question I want you to ask yourself is, do I understand how big God is? Right? God always wants more for us than we want for ourselves. Jesus said we would do greater things than He did. Jesus said we would do the things that He did and greater. Now, if we believe Jesus, right? If we believe Jesus is who He says He is, and we take Him at His word, why shouldn't we expect to see the things that happened in Scripture happen in our time? You know, I talk to people and I've heard different things, like, well, it was a different time. They had God's presence more there. No, like, well, no. If that was the reason, Jesus wouldn't have said what He said. He said we would do the things that He did and greater. Greater. Greater than Jesus? Come on. Like I said, if we believe Him and take Him at His word, we should expect these things. And one of the truest statements I've ever heard is that the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. We have to expect these things to happen because it's true. So why wouldn't we believe that God can start and grow a movement like the church the same way He did in the book of Acts? Why can't we believe that we'll see these same miracles? Why don't we believe that we'll see these same signs and wonders happen in people's lives, in people's sickness, in people's finances, in people's growth spiritually and mentally? Why don't we expect these things? And what's stopping us from asking God to transform in our entire community? Why can't we believe that God will perform modern day miracles the same as He did back then? And let me answer. Most of the time, our biggest obstacle is us. Maybe we've stopped dreaming, or maybe we're refusing to share our dreams out loud because we fear that God's reputation might be at stake. But let me tell you something. God's reputation is fine. It's our reputation as leaders that we fear taking a hit. The dreams in our heart were planted by God who loves us. God is so listen, God is so much bigger than our greatest fears or obstacles. It's good to celebrate the past, right? Like when all these things are happening, but and everything this God is doing for us. But that should never stop us from anticipating the future. The day that we stop following the dreams God has put in us is the day we allow ourselves to go into cruise control. And when we go into cruise control, let me put it this way, we go to sleep. And when we go to sleep, we don't recognize God for what he is and what he can do and what he has done. We can't afford to go to sleep in this time of this season. When we're leaders, we have an obligation to our leadership. We have an obligation to the things that we're called to the people that we're called to. But although it's an obligation, there's still free will attached to it. And the most beautiful thing about free will is that our God is a gentleman. He will never force you to do anything that you don't want to do, and he will wait for you until you're ready to do it. That's so beautiful. That's a true love story right there. and listen, when our biggest, right, when our biggest desires start to shift from seeing God do great things to make everyone as comfortable as possible. Let me repeat it. When our biggest desire starts to shift, like it changes from seeing God do great things and it shifts to making everyone as comfortable as possible around us, then we know that we're losing sight of how big God is. So I want to challenge each and every one of you to fight the urge to maintain the status quo. Fight the urge to be average. Fight the urge to be in agreement with everybody else and not in agreement with God. And instead, do everything possible to advance the cause God placed in your heart. Stay focused on what could be rather than what has been in your life. And when you go over this question and ponder it, because I really want you to ask yourself, what is the one impossible thing you want to see God do in your ministry or in your job or in your community? What do you feel is impossible that you want him to see? And I want you to go to him genuinely. And you have to come with an expectation that our God, that my God can do anything. And think about it. Are you celebrating the past more than you're anticipating the future? Because that'll be detrimental, and that will stunt your growth and everything that God is calling you to. You haven't seen the half of what God has for you, and you never will until you're able to anticipate the future and get out of the past. And what's one decision that you need to make to advance your cause and stay focused on your future? God has called you to greatness. God has called you to a new level. And as a leader, what my pastor told me, never put people in a position to encourage you, and they will never be put into a position to discourage you. And when you seek God first, when you seek his purpose in your life, when you seek his will in your life, your leadership has no choice but to be effective. Because my God is effective. Your God is effective if you let him be. To be an effective leader is about surrender. It's about humility. But it's about standing up proud and boldly in the face of everything that comes toward you. And remember, you're just a spirit having human experiences. It is not the other way around. So if you continue to seek God's face, if you continue to seek after Him, then the secrets of the Lord are for those who fear Him. And He will show Himself to those who respect and revere Him. So ask yourself, do I fear the Lord? Do I seek Him in all things? Is He operating in my leadership? And am I being effective in every area that I've been assigned to in my leadership? What God wants for you is greater than anything that you can imagine. All you have to do is come to Him with the expectation and the faith aligned with that expectation, and God will blow your mind if you let Him. So guys, I want you to really, really think about everything that I was able to talk to you about. And really ask yourself, where am I with God? And how can I become a more effective leader? I love you guys. I thank you once again for listening and supporting me. I pray for everybody's wisdom to be aligned with God's wisdom and to not exalt itself above anything that is in alignment with Him. I pray that you guys have a fantastic day, a fantastic rest of the week. Like I said, guys, make sure you stay tuned and stay alert, because this might even be 3 segments. I didn't realize how long it was going to be, but I'm most likely it's going to at least be 2 segments, but it might be broken down in 3 segments. So I just want you guys to stay tuned, because I have plenty, plenty more, man. God has been pouring into me, and I'm going to pour into each and every one of you. I love you, and I will talk to you guys next time. Peace.